Good morning, everyone. This is the Board of Directors special meeting as a sole member of the Bay Area Clean Air Foundation. Today is Wednesday, June 15, 2016. My name is Eric Marr. I'm the chair of the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. Can we have a roll call, Ms. Hiratska?
Yes, good morning. On the roll for the Board of Directors special meeting as the sole member of the Bay Area Clean Air Foundation of June 15, 2016, Director Avalos?
Present.
Director Barrett?
Here.
Director Bates? Director Canepa?
Here.
Director Chavez? Director Davis? Director Joya?
Here.
Director Groom? Director Haggerty?
Here.
Director Miley?
Here.
Director Mitchoff?
Here.
Director Pepper? Director Rafael?
Here.
Director Rice?
Here.
Director Ross?
Here.
Director Sinks?
Here.
Director Slocum? Director Sparing, Director Wagonknecht, Director Zane, Secretary Hudson, Vice Chair Niss, Chair Marr.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. So item number two is public comment period. Is there anyone that's signed up to speak, Ms. Hiratska?
I have no cards for this item.
Thank you. Then we'll close public comment. Item three is our opening ceremony. So welcome, everyone, to this incredible Bay Area Metro Center in beautiful San Francisco. It's the home to the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, in addition to a number of our sister regional agencies. This regional governance center came about first as a result of the Air District needing a new home. Construction on this building began 3 years ago, 2013, which was previously a distribution center for the U.S. Postal Service, and before that, an armored tank assembly plant for the U.S. military during World War II. It's now been renovated to a LEED Gold certified public space and headquarters for our district. The goal of the new facility is to provide a space to help enhance collaboration, coordination with our partnering agencies on regional projects that help build a more sustainable Bay Area. The facility includes ample public spaces and amenities, including an auditorium, this boardroom, bicycle parking, a wellness center, and a cafe coming very soon. The facility is close to all regional transportation hubs to allow for better public access. We have many, many people to thank, and I think there's too many to name, but I wanted to especially say thank you, Steve Heminger from the MTC, Andy Fremier, and Terry Green as well. At the Air District, thank you. Incredible thanks to Damian Breen, Mary Ann Akpalago, and Rex Sanders for their diligence and dedication to this amazing project. I don't know how you feel, but I feel really good. It feels like coming home, but we have to take care of our beautiful new home as well with our partners too. I also wanted to say today we commemorate the hard work and cooperation for all the different regional agencies, but especially our Air District and many people. Hard work that went into moving these three regional agencies into this amazing space, and I welcome all of you to the Bay Area Metro Center. So thank you. Jack, did you want to have some comments?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, welcome to 375 Beale. This is our new home. Thank you for your remarks, Mr. Chairman. I, too, wanted to welcome all of you to the Bay Area Metro Center. As you indicated, we moved over the Memorial Day weekend, and it was very smooth. I want to let you all know that a lot of planning went into this move, as you all know. It took many years, a lot of dedicated time service by a lot of folks who you've already mentioned. But I also, too, wanted to take this opportunity to recognize and thank a number of folks, not the least of which include Damian Breen, Mary Ann Acabalago, and Rex Sanders, who I think are all here. If he gets a chance, I was hoping to also recognize Steve Heminger and Terry Green, And I personally would just like us to recognize and thank him at this point, Mr. Chairman. So to commemorate the event, we put together a set of commemorative keepsakes, if you will. They're all included in your Spare the Air bag. I'll just list them for you. They include a key for the 375 Beale, but also a mug and coasters, a chocolate bar, and a $10 Clipper card for those of you who use it to taking BART today. Sorry about the delay, but it will work, and I think it'll be a good thing for you. And I specifically wanted to highlight one item that we did, and we, in recognition and commemoration for today's event, we offset all the carbon emissions associated with this meeting here today, and that you'll see the certificate in your bag there. So it's just to be able to conduct this ceremony, and really, it's our way. It's a little bit more low key. There was a ribbon cutting event 2 weeks ago by MTC and others who, and we actually participated in that event. It was quite eventful. It had a Chinese dragon and a drag queen and everything else. It was really a spectacular event. And we wanted to also, of course, commemorate your first meeting because this is our home. And I hope you'll find it as special as we do. It is one in which we're excited about being here. And I just wanted to provide you with those remarks, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Colleagues, I did want to say that the microphones are very sensitive, and only four people can be on the mic at once. So if you've done speaking, turn it off. There's a spillover room across the hall, and I think if people are waiting to speak, our clerk, Ms. Marcy Hrotzka, will call people in groups of three as needed. So now let's go to item four, approval of minutes for July 29, 2015.
Move approval.
This is moved and seconded. Can we have a roll call on that item? Do we need a roll call?
No.
Okay, then let's approve it without objection. Thank you. So in our goodie bags is a key. Yeah,
the city is more than gold.
Item five, accept the Bay Area Clean Air Foundation 2015 annual report. Mr. Breen.
Good morning, Chair Mayor and members of the board. This morning, I'll be giving you a brief overview presentation. We're going to make this short, and that will encompass the three agenda items you have in front of you, agenda item number 5, 6, and 7. Beginning with a background on the foundation itself, an overview of its activities for the last calendar year, discussion of the 2016 budget, director selection, and then some recommendations. So the foundation itself was founded in July of 2008. Its function is to provide financial, administrative, programmatic, and other forms of support to the Air District and to engage in activities that further such purposes. Its current board of directors are Craig Curtick, Mr. Broadbent, and Dr. McKay. This year, the foundation has been active on two fronts. We have gotten some funding from the reformulated gasoline settlement fund. This was money from a settlement that stemmed out of the deployment of non-California compliant gasoline here back in 2008. This funding provides us about $450,000 for electric vehicle charging stations. It also provides us $50,000 in administrative support to administer grants. And those particular grants have a number of requirements. One is the deployment of electric vehicle infrastructure in impacted communities. The second is a requirement to collect data from those pieces of equipment to determine environmental, economic, and operating benefits. The grant also requires the production of a white paper at the conclusion of the deployment, which is a 5-year term, and then requires the sharing of results with local governments to inform them how best to deploy electric vehicle infrastructure. On February 17th, 2016. The Air District Board of Directors matched the reformulated gasoline funding with $692,000 in additional TFCA funds to provide for 92 charger installations at 23 locations throughout the Bay Area. Those areas range from Shabbat College, the City of Oakland, the City of Alameda, City of Richmond, Millbrae, Fremont, Palo Alto, San Francisco, and the NASA Ames Research Center. The grant itself is targeted to reduce 1.3 tons of criteria pollutants, 2,500 tons of greenhouse gases, and reduces greenhouse gas lean use approximately by 300,000 gallons. The second project that we're reporting out in the annual report this year is a project from the City of San Ramon. The city itself approached the Air District to provide some offsets for a residential development. These offsets are to allow the construction of the development itself, and the city is requiring 13.64 tons of precursor emissions reductions. Staff calculated that the value of these emissions reductions would be $472,000 approximately, and the foundation has accepted this funding and will enter into a contract with the Air District to retire older light duty vehicles to the district's vehicle buyback program. That concludes the report of the foundation. I'll now go through the financials for the foundation for 2015 and also cover the budget for 2016. So the budget of the foundation consists of the monies that came in through the two projects that we discussed. There are also two projects that are on hold in the foundation. One is from a settlement from Newstar that basically provided $250,000 for the reduction of emissions in Alameda County. We hope to be bringing forward a program for that later this year in association with one of our regulations. In addition to that, we have funding in there for an Oakley power plant project. And that project has been held up by an injunction. We're not certain whether the project will proceed forward or not, so the folks who are actually building that have asked us to hold those funds in abeyance. That gives us a total fund balance in the foundation this year, following about $12,000 in expenses, of $897,000 approximately. For next year, the budget consists of interest income from those. Sorry,
Mr. Breen, let me just ask. So we're on item 5, the annual report. I'll just open item number 6, adoption of the Bay Area Clean Air Foundation's budget as well. So we're discussing items 5 and 6 now.
5 and 6. And then we'll discuss agenda item 7 as well in the next portion of the presentation. As you can see here, general fund subsidy, this is money that flows to the foundation to perform its administrative functions, is about $12,000 interest income. A lot of these monies are only allowed to be kept in non-interest-bearing accounts because of the structure of the settlements themselves. So our total revenue and projected expenditures for next year is $109,745. That concludes the presentation on the budget. And with your permission, Chair, I'll move to the presentation on agenda item number 7.
Agenda item 7 is appoint a director to the Bay Area Clean Air Foundation's Board of Directors. Mr. Breen.
So pursuant to the bylaws of the foundation, each of the directors are allowed to serve 2-year terms. The bylaws state that no more than 3 consecutive terms can be served by any director. So at this point, Mr. Broadbent has reached the allowable end of his term on the Board of Directors. At the most recent meeting of the foundation, it was proposed that I take one of the seats on the board, the one being vacated by Mr. Broadbent. And we also wanted to inform the Board of Directors that it is our intention to return with some additional recommendations on both the mission of the foundation and the makeup of the board later this year. So with that, Chair, I'm ready to make some recommendations on agenda items number 4 or number 5, number 6, and number 7. Those would be to accept the annual report of the Foundation, to approve the 2016 budget, and then to ask for my appointment to the Board of Directors.
Thank you so much, Mr. Breen. It's been moved by...
I'll move the accept the 2015 annual report, adopt the 2016 budget, and appoint Damian Breen to the Board of Directors of Bay Area Clean Air Foundation.
Thank you. And seconded by Director Sinks. Any comments, colleagues? So seeing none, thank you.
Jack, you got nailed by term limits. Is that what it is?
I did, yes.
Thank you. And can we adopt these without objection, colleagues? Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Hrotzka, next item is item 8, adjournment. Thank you, everyone, for attending this meeting. And we'll start the full board meeting in 1 minute. Thank you.